Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and we're talking Future Frames, the initiative by the European Film Promotion showcasing promising young European filmmakers and their short films at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. Joining us at this time is one of the participants, Hungarian filmmaker Marcel Farkas, director of Zeurum. Marcel, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Matt.
First off, congratulations on being part of the Future Frames lineup this year. How does that feel?
I was very surprised because it was hard work because my rider was in hospital finally when we needed to shoot the film. And I write the story in four days and we needed to make a collaborate with the director of the photography and the editor, and we make this story with Peter, the sugar addicted guy, and the astronaut girl. I was influenced by Linklater and Before Sunset trilogy.
Hey, yeah. So I mean, were you filming during the pandemic then?
Yeah. Not
the easiest
Yes, it was under the pandemic, in quarantine.
This is an opportunity for us to kind of get to know some of the upcoming European talented directors on the film scene by covering the Future Frames event. So why is it that you became interested in film to the point where you decided to make your own ones?
I was interested about to write at first when I was 17.
Why? Where does that interest come from? Did you want to tell your stories?
Yeah, I was in school, and we needed to write a short novel or something like this, and I never write before, and I write a story, and I was my mind was work in 100%. To make a story is very exciting for my mind, you know.
But is it true that you had an original interest in animation too?
Yeah. When I was working in a security part, I had a lot of time to read and write and drawing also, and I was started to work to making pools in people's house. And I was learning drawing during it, and I was joined to learn animation, and it was the best 2 years of my life, I think. Yeah.
Do you feel that influence of animation is present in a live action short film like Zeurum? Because, for example, in some of the characters, they feel like they've stepped out of the world of animation, generally speaking.
Yes, but I always try to connect reality like Linklater in the movies. So I'm very excited about to make reality and mythical creatures get each other.
But apart from the Linklater influence, is there any autobiographical elements in this film? I mean, you are also the co-writer as well as the director, so I'm curious to know.
I had a very lot of lovers, and one day or 1 week lovers, you know, when you are getting love with a girl in for 1 week or a day or 1 minute or something like this, and it was very impressed to me. To make this, I was moving in evenings. I was walking evenings a lot because I love the evening atmosphere. You know, when the world is getting just black, and it's very easy to sense this world, the darkness, the evening world. It's very magical for me, and I think it's impressed to make Zeurum, and I think impressed me for my future works, also for my future projects.
Yeah. Right. You made this film during the evenings, is that what you're saying? But what about the lovers part that you mentioned earlier? So that's the part that is kind of directly inspired from your life that is seen in the film?
Of course.
Your experience of these fleeting romances.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. A lot. And it's real. So it's not a poetic something. So these moments are real. These moments are impressed everyone and impressed me also. It's not a imaginal fiction thing to go with the girl in the evening and get in love with her and broke up in the end of the night.
I guess what you're saying is that with this film, you're trying to capture those fleeting moments, the intensity of those moments.
Somehow, yes, and I'm very like naivism, you know, like Peter is a naive kid, like he's believing in UFOs and he's believing in aliens and sci-fi and stuff like that, and but he can't control himself. Mm-hmm. Beside of it.
Well, and just to avoid any misunderstandings, Peter is the main character of the film. We're running out of time, Marcel, but are you working on anything right now that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I'm working my next project, which is, I do, this is my school project, the second one. I had half year, a semester to write it. And it's more complex. I am very excited to finish it because it's very, I think it's very hard stuff. And this is a piece of my soul. This project name Prague.
All right. So, well, we'll look forward to seeing it. And thanks very much for joining us. And best of luck at Future Frames. It's
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.